Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bill Krueger. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting third. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Huff. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Hoff. And now, play ball. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields the ball and throws to Hoff covering. Safe. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Mack. The throw from Carcoviche and he is safe. Mack steals second. Chuck Knoblauch batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Knoblauch hits a line drive for a single. Mack moves to third. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Puckett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sachs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mack scores. Knoblauch moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Brian Harper batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Harper takes first base on ball four. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Larkin takes first base on ball four. Knoblauch moves to third. Harper moves to second. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Munoz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knoblauch scores. Harper scores. Larkin moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. Mike Pagliarulo batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Pagliarulo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines bunts towards the mound. Krueger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sachs strikes out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ventura hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Huff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Karkovice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Huff is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Huff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a line drive beyond short. Gagne can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Karkovice moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Guillen strikes out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Johnson moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Larkin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Pagliarulo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pagliarulo is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sachs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sachs is 0-for-1 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground for a single. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a line drive beyond short. Gillen can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mack moves to third. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mack scores. Knobloch moves to second. It's 4-0, Twins. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knobloch moves to third. Puckett moves to second. 2 outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. Harper drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bell out. 1 out. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Huff is 0 for 1 in the game. Huff strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Karkoviche is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Larkin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Munoz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Munoz hits a fly ball into right field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Pagliarulo is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a pop-up towards short. Gillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines hits a line drive towards third. Pagliarulo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mack is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Knobloch is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Knobloch hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sachs is 0-for-2 in the game. Sachs hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Puckett moves to third. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davis moves to second. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ventura. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sachs can't make a play. That's a base hit. Puckett scores. Davis scores. Harper moves to second. It's 6-0, Twins. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Pedro Munoz batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Munoz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Munoz hits a fly ball into right field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harper moves to third. One out. Craig Grybek now playing right field. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pagliarulo is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. Harper scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-0, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 3 in the game. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jarvis Brown now playing center field. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Max settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grebeck hits a fly ball into left field. Max settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Karkovice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Leach now pitching. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mack is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Mack is hit by the pitch. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jarvis Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 3 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in C. Chicago.